Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So last week we were in Chicago for a morning show boot camp, which is like a seminar they do for a couple of days where they have morning shows from all over the country that come in and they tell us about, here's things you can do on your show and here are things to get better. We stayed at a hotel, a very fancy hotel, yeah. The Sheraton Grand, right in the middle of downtown Chicago.
It was deceivingly fancy. Didn't have free Wi-Fi.
Now, it did have like a refrigerator, like a mini bar and stuff in the rooms. And sometimes you can kind of tell how fancy a hotel is, depending on if they have mini bars in the room or not. Well, apparently, Katie received a mysterious charge on her credit card while we were there after the first day that she went to go contest. How much was the charge?
$490.
And what did they say the charge came from?
They said that the charge came from consuming too many things out of the mini fridge because I had given them my card. Well, apparently, if you spend money at the hotel, they look at that as, she's a spender. So they start holding more out of your account just to be on the safe side. Now, I didn't need the stuff in the mini fridge. I needed the mini fridge for like some leftover food so I could eat it later. So I took stuff out of the mini fridge, set it all on the dresser so that like the cleaning staff and stuff could see like, hey, this wasn't opened. It was all very lined up nicely. And then I put my food in the mini fridge. Apparently, if you lift something out of this mini fridge, it's all based on weight. And if you lift something up and you don't put it back within 30 seconds, it instantly charges your room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that.
You're saying that like...
I mean, I thought that was pretty common knowledge.
Like, I did too.
If you, it has a sensor on it, so it knows when stuff is being taken out and you get charged.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cleaning staff comes in the next day and restocks it, and they verify if it's gone or not.
You guys are acting like this mini fridge situation is the norm everywhere.
But why would you take...
And I've never, ever, ever experienced this.
Why would you take stuff out of the mini fridge to put old food or leftover food in there? Like, that's not what the mini fridge is designed for. It actually
of refrigeration
says
and spoiling?
On the fridge, like, you this is, shouldn't use this for anything else than the mini fridge.
Usually,
I've never seen that either.
Well, I don't know if our hotel
yeah,
did.
Gabe just
busted
actually say
it.
That on
it
there.
It did.
Yeah.
It said it did say like on the fridge. This is not like cold enough for food. It said that.
Oh,
but
well,
I
that's...
feel like no. But
you did it anyway.
But I feel like at this point, at that point, that's
didn't
on
you
me.
Just have food poisoning?
Yeah. Well, oh, that's a great point.
Okay. To be fair,
seems like bullying.
Thank
I'm
you,
just gonna
Gabe.
Say.
All right, Gabe.
Thank you.
Thank
Gabe.
You for coming in, Gabe.
You're welcome.
Okay.
We
Gabe,
need to give you a lesson in sarcasm.
Ever heard of a fridge that does this?
No, that's ridiculous. Every time I go to a hotel that has a mini bar, I always take the stuff out so that I can put my
Use
own stuff in.
Use the refrigerator,
then
yeah.
You'll probably get charged too.
I've never been charged before. That is so weird. Every time I go somewhere to a hotel, I buy my own bottle of wine because their wine's
go.
Too
Smart
expensive.
Boy. Smart
and I put
boy.
My bottle of wine
yeah.
in the fridge.
Okay.
Just like every good person does.
Right. I've traveled with both you, Gavin and Rain, several times. This has never happened until right now.
If you go to a hotel and you open the fridge and ignore the sticker that says, this is not for food, it'll poison you. Say, what do you know, sticker?
Right.
And then open the fridge and the fridge is already full of food and drink or just drink, full of whatever.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you have the thought, like, God, I feel like this is a trap. If I touch this stuff, it's they're going to think I drank it.
That sign's not telling you that...
That you're going to get charged money.
Yeah, the sign's telling you not to put food in. So you can still put your own bottle of wine in there, like what
there you
I
go.
Do.
I know it's a lot like the beginning of Raiders of the Lost Ark with the golden statue head.
Oh yeah,
it's weighted. You got if you take it off and then you don't play the game right, a giant ball's gonna crush you.
I understand why they do it and how it works. What I'm saying is, let's not act like this is the norm and everybody that travels has always known that this is true. And Katie, you're such an idiot.
All right, let's do this. Let's leave it up to wake up call listeners. Text the word fridge to 73389. If you agree with Gavin and I, like, it's pretty common knowledge,
right,
that you're not supposed to take things out of the mini fridge.
F-R-I-D-G-E.
Or text, we'll say wine.
There you go.
W-I-N-E to 73389. If you agree with Katie and Gabe, that this is not as common as you think it is, and a lot of people don't know that you can't take the stuff out of the mini fridge.
And just to be clear, I want people to understand, we don't mean take stuff out of the mini fridge, drink it, and then that means we shouldn't be charged. We mean take stuff out of the mini fridge, don't consume it, put it back, nobody's the wiser.
Right, we know what you mean. And by the way, you sounded drunk when you said the word fridge twice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.